Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The New Cooking School Cookbook Fundamentals by America's Test Kitchen is a skills-focused cookbook designed to function like a structured cooking course at home. Rather than offering only standalone recipes, it organizes learning into themed lessons that build from basic tasks to more advanced projects, helping readers understand not just what to do but why it works. Public descriptions emphasize its breadth with dozens of courses, hundreds of recipes, and a large set of practical kitchen tips and technique tutorials. The scope ranges from everyday essentials like eggs, broths, and simple preparations to more involved undertakings such as handmade pasta. True to the America's Test Kitchen style, the book prioritizes clarity, repeatability, and a problem-solving mindset, often linking technique to the underlying science of cooking. The overall purpose is to build durable fundamentals that transfer across cuisines and situations, giving home cooks a dependable path to better results and more confidence in the kitchen. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a course-based structure that builds skills progressively, a defining feature of the book is that it is organized like a curriculum rather than a typical recipe collection. Lessons are grouped into themed courses that intentionally sequence tasks from easier to more demanding, so readers can practice a skill, apply it in a straightforward recipe, and then use it again in a more complex context. This design supports a learning loop technique first, then repetition, then variation. For beginners, the benefit is obvious. The book provides a path through the fundamentals without forcing the reader to guess what to learn next. For more experienced cooks, the value is in tightening execution and filling gaps that can persist even after years of cooking. The course approach also encourages readers to focus on process and decision-making, not just ingredients. A dish becomes an opportunity to practice core competencies like controlling heat, seasoning effectively, and choosing the right method for the result you want. By emphasizing progression, the book aims to help home cooks accumulate transferable skills that improve performance across many meals, not only within a single recipe. Secondly, technique mastery through foundational projects like eggs and broth. The book highlights classic foundational projects as teaching tools, including staples such as eggs and broth. These are ideal for skill building because small changes in time, temperature, and handling can dramatically affect outcomes, making them practical demonstrations of core principles. Working through a carefully guided approach to something like poaching an egg trains attention to water temperature, gentleness, and timing, which translates to many other delicate cooking tasks. Similarly, broth making reinforces ideas about extraction, simmering versus boiling, and building clean flavor without muddiness. By anchoring learning in fundamentals, the book encourages a mindset that treats basics as the backbone of good cooking rather than as simple or secondary dishes. The emphasis is less on culinary flair and more on repeatable results that become reliable building blocks for future meals. Because these projects appear in many home kitchens, they also create immediate payoffs. Mastering them improves weeknight cooking just as much as special occasion dishes. The approach reflects America's Test Kitchen priorities: practical instruction, clear steps, and an insistence on methods that work consistently in real home conditions. Thirdly, kitchen hacks and skills that improve efficiency and reduce mistakes. Beyond recipes, the book is positioned as a toolbox of skills and kitchen problem solvers. Public descriptions point to a large collection of hacks and technique notes intended to make cooking smoother, faster, and more predictable. In practice, this kind of content helps readers avoid common failure points: overcooking, underseasoning, uneven browning, soggy textures, and organizational issues that derail timing. Skill instruction also supports confidence, especially for newer cooks who may be uncertain about what to prep first, how to set up a workspace, or how to recognize doughness without guessing. These practical elements matter because many home cooking frustrations come from workflow rather than ambition. When steps are optimized and the reasons behind them are explained, cooks can adapt, troubleshoot, and recover when something changes, such as ingredient size, equipment differences, or schedule constraints. The hacks and skills are also a bridge between recipe following and independent cooking. Once a cook understands a reliable method for tasks like prepping, managing heat, or building flavor in stages, they can mix and match techniques across dishes and cuisines. That transferability is central to the book's promise of teaching fundamentals rather than just compiling meals. Fourthly, science and reasoning behind methods, not just instructions. America's Test Kitchen is widely known for explaining the reasoning behind cooking methods, and the book extends that educational style. Instead of presenting directions as fixed rules, it encourages readers to understand cause and effect, how heat changes proteins, why certain textures develop, and what variables most influence success. This approach helps cooks move from rote repetition to informed decision-making. When a recipe explains why a step exists, readers are better equipped to adjust for real-world conditions, such as a stronger stove burner, a different pan material, or a larger piece of meat. a science-informed explanation can also demystify techniques that intimidate home cooks, making them feel learnable rather than magical. Importantly, the focus is practical science, used to support better outcomes in a home kitchen rather than to overwhelm with theory. The result is a cookbook that functions as a reference when a dish fails. The reader can diagnose the likely cause and try a targeted correction next time. This is one reason many readers treat America's Test Kitchen books as long-term companions. The value compounds because understanding methods once can improve dozens of future dishes. Lastly, expanding from basics to more ambitious cooking like fresh pasta, the book's progression includes moving from simple foundational techniques to more ambitious projects, with public descriptions explicitly referencing making Italian pasta from scratch. This kind of skill expansion matters because it shows how fundamentals scale. A cook who has learned to measure accurately, manage dough textures, and control cooking times can apply those skills to many baked or pasta-based preparations. Including a project like fresh pasta also reinforces the book's cooking school identity. It is not limited to quick dinners, but aims to develop competence that supports a broader range of home cooking goals. At the same time, the book structure helps prevent advanced topics from feeling abrupt. By the time readers reach more complex tasks, they have practiced earlier skills that reduce uncertainty, such as proper seasoning, attention to texture, and stepwise preparation. This encourages a sustainable kind of ambition. Readers can challenge themselves without needing professional training. It also broadens the book's appeal. Beginners can stay with the essentials until ready, while experienced cooks can use the same material to refine execution and standardize results. The inclusion of ambitious projects signals that the fundamentals are not an endpoint, but a platform for continual growth. In conclusion, this book best serves home cooks who want lasting improvement rather than a loose collection of dinner ideas. Beginners benefit from the cooking school structure, which reduces the overwhelm of learning by offering a clear sequence of skills and applications. Intermediate and experienced cooks gain a dependable reference for sharpening technique, tightening consistency, and revisiting foundational methods that often determine whether food turns out merely acceptable or truly good. The practical benefits are immediate: better control of heat, more reliable outcomes, and less waste from preventable mistakes. The intellectual benefit is the habit of reasoning through cooking, learning how technique and results connect so that readers can troubleshoot and adapt instead of starting over each time something changes. Compared with many general cookbooks, it stands out for being explicitly educational and method-driven, pairing recipes with teachable moments and practical kitchen guidance. Compared with highly specialized technique manuals, it remains grounded in home cooking and designed for real kitchens and real schedules. Readers who like structured learning, clear instruction, and a fundamentals-first approach will find it especially valuable. And those who appreciate the America's Test Kitchen testing mindset will recognize the emphasis on repeatability and trustworthy methods. If you would like to support America's Test Kitchen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.